Watcher, and of course, welcome to this week's The Real Enjoyment of Jazz with me, Mike Wynn, a slow, sensual duet to kick us off this week.
Thank you.
Recorded in June 1999 for Crisscross Records, the leader was Michael Kahn, making his very first appearance on The Real Enjoyment. Kahn also wrote that song D and B, D for Duke, B for Ben, as in Webster. Two major influences on Kahn, especially fellow tenorman Ben Webster. Kahn says of this song that, quote, "I wanted to capture the incredible feeling I got when listening to Ben Webster and Hank Jones perform a duo on Single Petal of a Rose," unquote. Well, job done, Michael. The pianist was David Hazeltine. This album, In Focus, is really a quintet, with Peter Bernstein, Reuben Rogers and Gregory Hutchinson joining in on the other songs. Now we're off to the sidewalks of Cuba. Chuck Wayne Quintet, New York City, April 53. The original progressive LP entitled With a Degree of Predictability, The Chuck Wayne Quintet. Anyway, the original LP has now been re-released on Fresh Sound with two other guitarist-led groups' LPs worth. A massive 71-plus minutes in total, Lou Mecca and Builder Arango being the other two guitarists. Back to our song, though, Sidewalks of Cuba. It's Wayne's debut album as a leader. Zoot Sims is on tenor on half of the songs, including Sidewalks. Brew Moore on the other half. Harvey Leonard, piano, George Duvivier, bass, and Ed Shaughnessy, drums. Chuck Wayne was born Charles Jagielka to Czechoslovakian parents. Not that that is of any importance to us. To them, yes, not us, though. Here's a piano-bass drums lineup. Soiree, played by pianist Mark Soskin, on this December 2017 recording date for Steeplechase. Jay Anderson on bass, Adam Nussbaum drums. Soiree was originally recorded by the great Bill Evans Trio, backed by strings. Soskin not only liked the original, but felt he could add something to it. Ambitious thought when comparing yourself against a Bill Evans recording, but he does. Next album is called Tribute to Count Basie.
Thank you.
Yes, one of our faves, Neil Hefti's glorious song Little Darling, that was originally on that best ever Basie LP, The Atomic Mr. Basie. Jimmy McGriff on the Hammond B3 breathes new life into this standard with the band so reminiscent of the original Basie version, all background ensemble playing. This Feb 66 recording for Solid State features an impressive big band. Here are just some of the names: J.J. Johnson, Kenny Burrell, Joe Newman, Jerome Richardson, Franks, Wes and Foster, Bud Johnson, Grady Tate. Good smattering of Basieites in there too. Let's go back to a piano-based drums trio. Thank you. That's from an album called Cold Sun, a private recording by Russian-born Yelena Ekimov. I've got a number of her CDs. Some are purely classical and quite brilliant, but it's her jazz ones that are truly outstanding. This album being her first jazz one, with Mats Vinding bass and Peter Erskine drums, recorded in Copenhagen between April and November 2009. All are her own compos, and they are remembering the cold winters of her Soviet Union upbringing. We heard Stubborn. Since this album, she's totally in the jazz field. She started playing the piano at the age of 4, and by 7 was enrolled in the Ganesin State Musical College in Moscow for gifted children, and went on to the Moscow State Conservatory. She and her husband defected to the West, the US, in 91, leaving her children behind in the then Soviet Union. Before our Ellington slot for this week, we'll warm up with the Ellington compo, African Flower.
Thank you.
African Flower, or, as it was originally called on that magical Money Jungle LP, Fleurette Africaine. Do you remember that album? A piano-based drums lineup: Ellington, Mingus and Roach. Here in March 99, it's another trio setting. Herb Pomeroy is the leader on trumpet, Anthony Weller guitar, and David Landoni on bass, live at the Café Beaujolais, which is in Gloucester, Massachusetts, which is where Pomeroy was born in 1930 and died in 2007, and much of his life was in and around Boston. He initially studied dentistry at Harvard, then converted to jazz and studied at Berkeley, where he later taught for an astonishing 41 years. So yes, a Boston boy through and through. His most famous record being Band in Boston, band as in B-A-N-D. There is a newly released Ellington CD on Storyville.
And now, Lawrence Brown and Johnny Hodges will do The Truth. Thank you. Lawrence Brown and Johnny Hodges both want you to know that the truth is the light, and the light is bright, and that's right. Right? Right? Right. Thank you.
One of Duke Ellington's famous sacred concerts, this one in Coventry Cathedral, Feb 66. This was broadcast by the BBC and on Danish radio. I have the music on a couple of the famous Azure tapes that were for members of DEMS, Duke Ellington Music Society. And I'm pretty sure that this is the first commercial release of this concert. We heard Tell Me It's the Truth, sometimes called The Truth or even True. There was a vocal version, lyrics by the Duke, on the first sacred concert in 65 at Grace Cathedral, San Francisco. Here, it's obviously an instrumental. As Ellington told us, the soloists were Johnny Hodges and the majestic Lawrence Brown. And a bit of Cat Anderson, I should add. A vocal next.
Getting to know you, getting to know all about you. Getting to like you, getting to hope you like me. Getting to know you, putting it my way but nicely. You are precisely my cup of tea. Getting to know you, getting to feel free and easy. When I am with you, getting to know what to say. And haven't you noticed, suddenly I'm bright and I'm breezy. Because of all the beautiful and new things I'm learning about you. Getting to know you, putting it my way but nicely. You are precisely my cup of tea. Well, getting to know you, getting to feel free and easy. When I am with you, getting to know what to say. Well, haven't you noticed? Of all the beautiful and new things I'm learning about you.
Getting to Know You, and as you know well, the Rodgers and Hammerstein song from The King and I. There should be many more jazz interpretations of the music of The King and I. It was here sung by Gloria Lynn, a New Yorker who'd grown up in the gospel tradition, and at the age of 20 won an amateur singing competition at the famous Apollo Theatre in Harlem. This Everest LP was her first real outing as a leader. She'd only recorded a handful of songs before this November 58 recording date in New York, inevitably. And a serious band with her too. Harry Sweets Edison trumpet, Wild Bill Davis organ, Kenny Burrell guitar, Eddie Costa piano here, Vibes on other songs. Not sure who's on bass, as there are three bassists who alternate. George Duvivier, Milt Hinton, Tommy Bryant. And finally, Joe Jones drums. Here's Art Blakey's Jazz Messengers, but stripped back to a trio for this song.
Thank you.
Funny Valentine has become a jazz standard over the years. Here, recorded live at the Olympia, Paris, May 61. The second concert of the evening, to be precise. And it's a tour de force by pianist Bobby Timmons, a wonderful player and composer, of course. But alcohol and drugs, mainly alcohol, devastated his life. He died before he'd even reached his 39th birthday. Believe it or not, I shortened that song. I cut out the first few minutes. Jimmy Merritt, bass and Art Blakey drums. Lee Morgan and Wayne Shorter sat out that number. Both the first and second concert of that May evening have been released on the cheapy Paris Jazz Concert label. This next album is called Solid. And that was Star-Crossed Lovers from the inspired Ellington Strayhorn suite Such Sweet Thunder. This version was recorded April-May 98. This is a quartet, except for a couple of the songs when they leap up to a quintet. Eric Alexander, tenor, takes the Johnny Hodges role. John Hicks, piano, George Mraz, bass, and Idris Mohammed, drums. I'm discovering more and more of Eric Alexander's ballad playing. The other week I played you something from his Gentle Ballads album. That has now turned into a series of 5 CDs in total, and maybe still being added to. The time I saw him live at Ronnie Scott's, he was in his hard-blowing period. Birelli Lagren's Gypsy Project is next. But what's this song called? Thank you. So, what are the odds on hearing Love Me Tender on a jazz programme? And 2 weeks running. This was recorded in Paris, April 2006, and Borelli Le Grain is the leader and guitarist. It's his so-called Gypsy Project band. Hono Winterstein is also on guitar. Frank Wolf, tenor. Roberto Germain Landsberger, piano. Diego Imbert, bass. Andre Cesarelli, drums. A truly international lineup. Time for our last one, I'm afraid, but we're going to go out in style. With Ben Webster live at the Half Note, Feb 63, although not released until earlier this year. Ben Webster, tenor, of course. Dave Frischberg, piano. Richard Davis, bass. Grady Tate, drums. Tenderly, Is There Any Other Way? Thanks to Ben Webster, and thanks to you for joining me. Hope you've had fun, and equally hope you'll be back with me, Mike Wynn, next week for another The Real Enjoyment of Jazz. Until then, please take care. Be well.